Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for Mortgage X's and O's, a winning playbook to get you home, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Happy Sunday, Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeffrey Tannepool.
And Michael Shedd.
And we are Mortgage X's and O's, the winning playbook to get you home.
Here every Sunday from 9:30 to 10 to educate, entertain, and inform you all about the home buying process.
Yeah, here to make you just a better participant, whether you're buying, selling, you're a vendor, you're a partner, whatever you do as part of this game we're in, that we just, first off, we love that you're in it, but we hope that what we're bringing to you is good fruits, right, Mike?
Yeah, man, we just want to make you a better participant. We just want to make you informed. We want to help you and guide you. We bring great guests on to just give other, you know, knowledge that sometimes we might not know or a different perspective.
I love that, man. How's your summer going so far, brother?
It's hot.
It's officially summer.
Yeah.
Finally. You know, it's felt like officially summer much longer than
I think we actually had a longer spring than we normally have. And then all of a sudden, it didn't give us like a gradual wake up heat. It's like, all right, here you go. Now you can have summer.
Yeah. And then my air conditioning went out on Tuesday this week. Like, went out in the upstairs. So I have two units, one on the basement first floor, one on the upstairs, and the upstairs one burnt out. And it was 93 degrees at the top of the thing. Now, you know why I'm so blessed and fortunate? My in-laws own a heating and air company.
Nice.
So my father-in-law, he was Johnny on the spot. He got me over there, cleaned out my unit. They did say it's the dirtiest air conditioning unit they've seen in the history of the company, which I didn't know. You know, I didn't know, but you can spray those out and clean those out. So check that first. But it was a capacitor. They changed that quick fix, and we got back to being cool.
How convenient a capacitor blew on my outside unit, too. And I think it was, we woke up one morning through the week, and it was like, you know, you have, I guess, I think the grid hits like a spike and you see kind of your lights flicker.
Yeah.
Ours was like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and then came back on. We come back home that night and our AC's not working. So I'm wondering, you know, because a capacitor, all that is storing energy.
Yeah, did you replace it?
I had to.
Okay.
Yeah, I had
you
to.
You did it yourself?
My cousin. No. Okay, same thing. I got a cousin that's an HVAC guy.
Okay,
so
that's good. You know what it made me think of? I was laying in bed, though, thinking, man, what were the early settlers like? What did they do? We're weak. We're soft. They're much stronger than we are. I mean, to be able to be in 90 degree heat inside of a house, probably windows open, man, you know that was misery. You know that was just not. There was somebody laying there going, man, I wish I had cool air blowing on me.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and you know, what would they do? I mean, I don't even know back then, you know, I haven't done that history lesson. You know, did they have ice and, you know, a person behind there with a big leaf fanning across the ice? Like, here, let me give you some cold fan air.
They probably just didn't sleep very well, I would think. And they probably didn't have many clothes on, would be my guess, because that would be nasty, sweaty. All right, well, anyway, back to what we're here for. We are so excited.
We're doing a radio show, that's right.
Yeah, we have a radio show, and we got a great guest with us. He comes from a company called Rebuilt, which is really, really a cool concept, as we were talking about coming on the radio show. He's been with us before. You might remember the name Riley Kent, and Riley is back with us representing Rebuilt. Welcome to the studio, Riley. Good to have you back, brother.
I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so listen, we're intrigued by your business, by what you're doing out there. And so it says rebuilt, but really, you know, and I want to do it justice, so I'm going to give that time to you. But more or less, your company is a wholesaler of houses for the most part. That's one component of what you do, right? And then you just assist people in moving properties. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. We're a multifaceted company, so we have or different avenues to move properties. We're in the business to make a profit like anybody else. But what we do and what makes us special and stand out from any other company is that we provided a solution to people who have needs. For example, if somebody has a property or a house that is maybe three or four states away that they don't get to, maybe they inherited the house, it was from, you know, a relative or something, or a rental property that they can't get to and upkeep and they just want to get rid of it. What we do is we take that property, and a lot of times they're distressed properties. We will take that, we'll market it, send it to our list of investors who, what they do is they'll take it, they'll buy it at a cash price. We'll move it really quick, close within between 7 to 30 days, and then they can take it and go in and flip it, remodel it, rent it, hold it, resell it, whatever they want to do to it. So we help the investors and we help the sellers.
So you connect people to houses, basically, is one component of it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Really, from a convenience standpoint, if you're a person who maybe you had a loved one die and leave the house to you, and it's not, I mean, it's so far away, it's cost prohibitive for you to drive there, fix it up, market it up. You all will help take that, help move that property, and basically take the headache away for the person.
Yeah, absolutely. We have multi-strategies for marketing, so we can do it on the MLS and give the homeowner a flat fee. Like, for example, we can say, we'll give you so much for your house, and understand that we're going to take and we have to mark it up because we're going to pay all your closing costs and, you know, everything that's associated with that, so that you're guaranteed a certain amount of money if we sell the house.
I see.
And so we put that on the MLS so we can get more eyes on it. Another strategy that we do is we will acquire the house with them and sign a contract, and then we'll take that house and market it on Facebook marketplaces, different places where investors are looking for off-market deals. Or we call call the investors directly and say, hey, listen, I got this property that you might be looking at that fits your buy box in the area that you're looking in, the price range that you're looking for, and then I sell it to them that way. And another way that we do it is sometimes we just buy the property directly, and then we can market it and do, you know, several different things with it. But we have, those are our three main avenues for helping homeowners move their properties.
Man, that's so interesting. I got so many questions for you.
Sure, okay. Go ahead, bring it
on. So first off, it sounds like you nationwide, you can go anywhere.
We are currently in 8 to 10 states, I believe.
Okay, 8 to 10, all right.
Yeah.
And then how did you get into this? Because I know that you, personally, before this business, you did some investing and you bought and flipped some houses. Is that how you got into the business?
Yeah, actually, so I did wholesaling for a while and had my own company and was doing pretty good, moving a few deals. And then I'd kind of pivoted when the market pivoted a little bit, so I made some adjustments. But I got an email one day from Rebuilt, because I had talked to them at some point, and they basically asked me if I'd be interested to interview with them. And I thought, well, yeah, sure, I'll interview with them. But they offered me a great compensation package, salary plus commission plus benefits and everything. But that was great. But the thing that really attracted me to this company is the team that we have. I have access to anybody that I need to in our organization. We have teams that help in all processes, from acquisitions all the way to closing. We have our own title company to keep everything in-house. So everything is
finalized.
Yes, we do have a finance branch of it also. So we can help anybody who wants to start investing in real estate. I can walk them completely through the process from step A to closing.
So, and that would be whether they wanted to start to learn how to flip or if they wanted to buy and hold. You, I mean, you basically can help these people. Is buy and holding the your sweet spot, or is it the flip is really where, or does it matter?
It really doesn't matter. It really depends on what the buyer wants to do. In some markets, it makes sense to buy and hold. In other markets, it makes sense to fix it up and flip it. It really depends on what the buyer wants to do, because it's, you know, when they buy it, it's their property. They can do what they want to with it at that point.
Yeah. Do you all, now you were describing a couple scenarios, like, do you have a group that like will come in and do work on the house to get it like up to speed? Or is this one of those, we're selling it as is, we're going to pay you your amount, we're going to make our amount, and then, you know, or if you're the investor side, you're going to match them up with something they're looking for, but those repairs and all that are on the responsibility of the investor.
Correct. Yeah, they're sold as is because they're off market, and that's why they are discounted below market value, so that there is enough room for an investor to factor in his repair costs, his labor costs and materials, and how much it would take to get it up to ARV, which is after repair value, to make sure that he's going to be compatible. Because I wouldn't want to pair an investor with a house, let's say that the initial price is really cheap, but it needs a lot of work done to it, and then you figure up the repair cost, and that number plus what he buys it for is going to be way over what the house would sell for. That wouldn't be a good fit for anybody.
I think the principle is buy low, sell high.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Not buy low and sell for more than what you got into it, right? You won't sustain that very long.
Yeah. And to further answer your question, we wouldn't pair up investors with contract crews or anything, but I am able to pair up investors with money lenders outside of our company. Here in Louisville, I just want to give a shout out real quick Kentucky Prime Lending. Eric Payne. If you're looking for an off-market deal and want some hard money financing, then I mean, he'd be a great person to contact.
And we have no beef with that, because that's not a wheelhouse that Stockton's in. We believe there's enough space for everybody. You know, our Stockton Mortgage is about, you know, we're A through C paper, purchase money, conventional loans, any secondary market. But there is a need for those. So it was Kentucky Prime Lending, Eric Payne. I've heard of him. But he makes for his own decisions, lends out money, you know, and probably help can finance carrying cost in some ways, and then help the person become an investor and sell that house.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and Eric is such a great guy. He'll walk you through everything. Mm-hmm. He will even help expose some of the hidden costs and surprises that you may not be aware of, so that you can factor that into your loan to make sure that you're covered in all aspects. And I've actually paired up a couple of different investors with him, so that they were able to come back and purchase properties from us. So it's been a pretty good relationship so far.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. Man, so I mean, I'm digesting, Mike. Anything that's popping up in with you on this?
Yeah, thing? It just sounds like it just sounds like a unique, you know, not, I can't say new unique, because there's, you know, I think there's other, but to put it as a company and come out in 8 to 10 states, that just sounds, you know, different to me. You know, you see them where they're trying to advertise, well, hey, let me teach you how to flip, and kind of just they're attacking individual people. Now they're just kind of, seems like they're just broadening the spectrum as a whole company.
Where did it start? Riley, is it in one place, or
I believe
it
started in
Kentucky? I'm thinking of all the places. We're in Kentucky, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I think it started in Lexington.
Okay.
But now our home office is in Nashville.
Okay.
We have markets all the way up from Pennsylvania to Texas.
Okay. I didn't realize it had local ties to the beginning. That's pretty awesome, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's say all different kinds. Let's say that there's a person who maybe not necessarily is far away, but let's just say that they're ready. They need to move quickly, right? And they're willing to – they don't want to have to do all the work to bring the house up to the market that traditionally that realtors would want to put it on the market for.
Right,
That's sort of your wheelhouse, right? They'll reach out to you and say, what would you give me for my home, right? Yes. What's my cash price? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we try to be fair. We don't want to kneecap anybody. We want everybody to make money.
Wait, I love that. He said kneecap. Anyway. Yeah. So that's a reference to back in the day.
The mafia.
The mafia will come break your kneecaps if you owe them money.
Hey, there's no such thing as a mafia. Yeah. We can't say
that. That's right.
That,
well, so. alleged if there were a mafia and they would kneecap someone.
Exactly.
Love it. You never know what's going to come through on the show. That's a new definition and term we've now thrown out here. But, yes, sir. So, yeah, you're going to be – fair deal is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Our acquisition agents are able to go through and tell the homeowner exactly why we got this number, why we're offering this, what the price is, and, you know, the amount of repairs that are needed to bring it up. And so we're completely transparent through our process from A to B so that everybody can make a good decision, because there's enough meat on the bone for everybody here.
Yeah.
Are you all targeting any, and targeting is a bad word and what we do sometimes, but are you looking at houses that are maybe, I know they're talking about trying to find some more affordability, so maybe even the dilapidated homes that are just sitting there, maybe doing some homework and saying, well, who really owns this property? It's just an eyesore, but it's not too bad of an eyesore right now. You know, it hasn't been, the windows all ain't been busted out, but it just needs to get, you know, the grass is grown up. It just needs some love, you know, and we kind of do an analysis of it. There's no mortgage on it. You know, if we can acquisition it and then, you know, turn it over to somebody else to rehabilitate it, and now they can make money, we made money, and, you know, everybody wins.
Those are exactly the type of properties that we like, because we want to be able to help the community also and bring up property value in the neighborhood. In fact, there's one property that just came across my desk this morning that's here in Louisville that they built a set of brand new condos right next door to it. And then they have some other houses that have been flipped and renovated. And then you have this house right in the middle that's boarded up, that's been dilapidated. And we were able to track down and find out who the owner was and get that under contract. And like I said, it just came across my desk this morning. So the first thing I did was I called up a couple of my investors and I said, hey, listen, I got this property. It's still in the process. We haven't marketed it yet, but I want to let you know it's coming. And these Louisville investors, they are hungry. They're looking for properties. So, you know, if anybody has a property that they might want to sell or want to find out what a cash price is, you know, then, you know, feel free to give us a call because we'd love to work with you.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a few other people that do that, some smaller groups, maybe individuals. Do you, but in your scenario, you don't pay them and move them out. Basically, there's a contract between you and them, then you all market it, and then they get paid when the deal closes, right?
Correct.
Okay, so they're going to basically co-sell it with you, and for most part.
Yeah, so they're giving us the right by the assignment. They're giving us the right to market and sell the property for them, just like a real estate agent.
Okay.
Except, you know, whenever you sell a home, then the seller pays the closing costs.
Yes.
So the seller wouldn't do that. In this case, the buyer would pay the closing costs.
Yeah.
The seller gets more.
So basically, you all guarantee the price of the person who's hiring you. So that way you're saying, look, we're gonna guarantee you this. So it's kind of like when you go to buy that car, like at CarMax. And I'm not comparing you to the car dealership, but
sure.
You know how, like, you get your bid and it says it's this much for 7 days, right? And then as long as it checks out, then that's what the person gets. So they know what they're getting when they come in.
Right. So they know that they're getting a conditional offer, like you said, as long as everything checks out. And then from there, we will do our best to try to make sure that they get that amount, and we can market it to our investors and everything.
And I think it's pretty realistic. I think people would know, hey, look, if I hire a rebuilt, it's not like it's already in a condition where I can sell it and maximize my top dollar. Because if that were the case, then they probably would have hired their own realtor. They would have done their repairs. And
rebuilt wouldn't even be involved.
Right. This is as is. You know, we're going to get you the top dollar. And I think, you know, the term kneecap, you know, you're not going to kneecap anybody, right?
Yeah, right.
But the reality of it is that it's a fair price for everyone.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that the seller is comfortable with the conditional offer that we give them. We want to make sure that there's enough meat on the bones for the investors that they can still do everything they need to do with their repair costs, and that there's still enough for them to make a profit on it. It's just fair all the way around.
You know, there's always critics. I mean, everybody's going to be out there going, man, that ain't right, you know, trying to capitalize off this. But here's the thing. It meets a need, right? Definitely does.
And you never know what's going on in somebody's world where, why is the house in the condition it's in?
Yeah,
was it just, you know, left to an heir that they didn't know they got it, and it just sat there, and then they found out about it, and now it's already in shambles, and they're like, well, what am I going to do with this thing over here?
The benefits for coming with us to coming on board with Rebuilt was that we do all the heavy lifting.
Okay, and then and I think that, you know, one of the things is about meeting that need. You know, me and Mike have talked about it multiple times on the show, and that is, you know, the supply and demand, really. And so, you know, we talk about inventory, and the reality of it is that in order to have equilibrium, which is enough demand for every buyer, you have to have 6 months of inventory. And right now, we're sitting on 3 months nationwide, so there just aren't enough houses.
And that's the highest it's been in like 3 years.
And so I can even tell you this. I just got back from D.C. and Memphis, where we worked with Rural Housing, and Rural Housing has a program now called a one-time construction close, construction firm one-time close, and they are basically letting people create their own neighborhoods or build their own houses, and they'll even do manufactured housing, 100% financing, because there just aren't houses.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
If you looked in every neighborhood, there's no available houses. If you, you know, go out there and you see a place in a rural area and you want to drop down and put a manufactured home in there, they will finance that. And that is like the future of where they're going, because they realize, look, they don't see builders meeting the need. There's actually a disparity of household formations in the United States. There are currently 500,000 to 1 million more households forming every year than new housing available.
Right.
So that's why multifamily is doing well. That's why apartment living is doing well. But ultimately, you know, I think that you guys are saying, look over here, because we've got some houses with just a little bit of TLC, and these things could be what you need.
Absolutely. And excuse me. So we do have rural properties, and the rural properties would help meet that need for whoever, if they want to live outside the city, whatever.
Yeah, no, it will. No, I mean, that's so basically you're not just in the metropolitan areas.
Exactly. So we have properties that are all over the place, that are some rural, there are some in the city. But one of the benefits that coming with Rebuilt, or assigning your house to us so we can sell it for you, is that we do all the heavy lifting for you. We go out, we do the marketing, find the investors, you know, we pay the closing costs, so again, the seller gets more. And for the investor's side, we bring these properties to the investors so that they can spend their time working on flipping the property, repairing the property, and not having to go out and go and look for them and try to negotiate prices and, you know, and do a bunch of hassle and getting to bidding wars. We make it where it's very easy for the seller and for the investor to get this deal done. We move quick. We sell, I forgot exactly how many, but we move at least 15, 20 properties a week.
Okay.
So we're doing quite a bit in volume. And so we make it to where it's extremely easy. And we usually try to close between 7 to 30 days.
Okay.
So we, you know, cash money deals, just roll.
Well, that's an important point, because I was going to ask you when the person gets their money. Because, you know, there's some smaller investors type real estate agents locally here in Kentucky that'll give you a cash offer and close quick.
Right.
But in this scenario, what you do really is you've got an agreement between the current owner of the home. They're going to get a bottom line price from you, contingent on everything else.
Right.
Once those things pass, and then you all market it, you sell it, and then however long it takes you to close is when they get their money.
Exactly. Right? And so everybody wants their money quick.
Yeah.
You know, like J.G. Wentworth, except we're in the housing market. So what we try to do is once we get a house under contract, we start with title, and we start going through doing all the title work to make sure that it's free and clear. And so we can address those issues up front. So then when we do match it with an investor, it's ready to go right then.
Yeah.
So that way we can have 7-day closings or 14-day closings or 30-day closings.
Yeah, because a lot of these true investors, they have either cash or hard money deals to where they can have that money in hand within a week to 10 days or whatever that
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the quicker that we can get a project funded and closed, then the quicker the seller can get their money on the same day. And another good thing about Rebuilt is that we can do remote closings instead of somebody coming from Alabama to Louisville to sign on, you know, paperwork. We can send mobile notaries to them, or we can just do everything electronically nowadays. And it's super easy. I've had a buyer who lives in Las Vegas and a seller that lived, you know, in another state like Tennessee, and here I am in Louisville, and we're able to make deals happen electronically.
You know, I don't mean to get us down a rabbit hole, but I was thinking about that when you were talking, like, you know, the pandemic changed everything.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it used to be a belly-to-belly, toe-to-toe loan guy. I want to meet with somebody, and, you know, stuff wasn't remote, work wasn't remote, notaries were, you know, they were, yes, you could do what we call mail-away, but we would overnight a package and then tell the person, go find a notary, get it signed at the bank or Kroger and send it back, and then, you know, 2 to 3 day funding. But now the network is, look, you can be anywhere at any time and really close, because they just dispatch a notary in that area who goes out and gets it done, scans it back electronically, and then you're ready to roll.
Like, and they just know that, yeah, they just know the hand sign stuff's coming later.
Yeah, absolutely. So the good thing about that for me being a disposition specialist is that I can close and sell deals anywhere in the United States. But for the acquisition side, we actually send our agents out there. I don't want to say agents. They sound like they're FBI agents or something. But we actually send our acquisitions team out there, and they actually walk the property, meet with the sellers, if the sellers are there, so that we actually do put eyes on property. So for the investors, they know that when they're bidding on something or when they buy something, that we have actually walked through and seen the property. So I don't want to give the impression that it's all done online, because we do have boots on the ground.
No, basically the process can be done remotely.
Correct.
The actual act of obtaining and looking and touching, I mean, you're opening doors, you're kicking tires. I mean, you're doing,
absolutely.
It's not like you guys are trying to blindly sell something to people, basically.
Absolutely. And just so we have the acquisitions team boots on the ground, whenever somebody bids on the property, we actually require them to go look at it and put boots on the ground, whether it means they hire a contractor to go look at it for them or whatever. But we make sure that when somebody puts a bid on something and buys it, that they know exactly what they're buying and that somebody has laid eyes on that property to verify everything.
So do you know, like, what's the strategic plan of Rebuild? Or do they share that with you? Like, how big does it want to get? Does it want to
be
every
state? Over the world, Jeff. Okay.
Yeah, that will take you just a little while. No, but seriously, like, you know, 8 to 10, I mean, there's 50 states. You know, yes. 8 to 10, you're in 8 to 10 now. Is that good? Is it regional? Is it going to stay that way? Do you think one day somebody big is going to say, wow, I love what you're doing, we're going to buy you? I mean, what are your,
well,
and we wouldn't hold you to it. We're just saying speculatively, what's your thoughts?
Right. Well, I wouldn't really want to venture too much. I'd want to leave that to our CEO.
Okay.
But I do know that we are planning to expand into other markets. Right now, we're opening up markets in Texas, and they have their eyes on a few other states to expand. And we're just going to keep going to where I believe the goal is to be in all 50 states.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
Yes, sir.
That's really neat. And then which is the number one state right now? Is it Kentucky?
Oh, for me, it's Kentucky, because that's my bread and butter.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but how long has Rebuild been around? I don't know if we ever got to that.
Maybe 4 years.
4 years?
So it started out pretty small, pretty local. And then, like I said, the pandemic kind of changed everything. I do know that we had outside investors come in, and the company just blew up.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've heard about those, but yours is different, I think. Like, you're looking for, because we've mentioned it, you know, you'll take a house that is move-in ready, turnkey, whatever, but that's really not your niche. I mean, you're looking for houses with needing a little TLC that you have ability to market for them, put a little profit margin in for yourself, and then you're connecting with investors who are looking for those opportunities to have doors, basically. And
absolutely.
So it's a little different. So I think that, you know, you're meeting a need that really came about during the pandemic. And so, you know, I think that your growth will probably continue to be like exponential, really, if you look at it, because, you know, no one is building houses to meet the demand.
Right.
So people are going to have to go to some other alternative. And so here's what we're not, the dot I didn't connect is that, you know, let's say Mike is the investor. I'm selling my house. I just inherited. It's free and clear from my family. I don't have time to mess with it. Riley, what can you give me for it? You go do your due diligence. Jeff, I'm going to give you this. I'm good with that. Yeah. Take it off my hands. It's a fair price. You sell it. You connect with Mike and say, Mike, here's a house. we're the middleman. We're going to connect you to this home. It needs X, Y, Z. And then you're going to do that. The deal's going to go through. Mike's going to get that home as the investor. Now he's going to do what he wants to.
Right.
He might want to add a pool, put an addition on it, but at the end of the day, he's going to have it. And if he's a guy that likes to flip them, he's going to build it up, make it walk-in ready, and then he'll sell that house how he wants to. No matter what, this home that initially started out is just maybe a fixer-upper, dilapidated, ends up out in the marketplace for a family to own and come in, and it just goes through a couple of steps before it gets there.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of places here in Louisville that I know for sure that are look like that they should be tore down. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we kind of give a second chance to those properties. If we are able to acquire the property and put it on the market, we can, I would say 9 times out of 10, we can find a buyer for it to rehabilitate that house and bring up property value in the neighborhood and kind of revitalize the neighborhood and those top houses.
That's awesome. And there were a lot from the pandemic, even 15 years ago. I mean, I read somewhere that some of the state's property banks have thousands of properties just in there that are just been boarded up.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I knew we were going to run out of time. We always do. We only got a couple minutes left.
Oh,
why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you and your best client you're looking for and all that other. Share your information with the people listening in today.
Okay, sure. So the best thing to do if you're looking for a property is go to a website called marketplace.rebuilt.com. That has all of our properties. You can set in filters to get alerts for whatever your buy box may be, whatever your area may be. Or you can contact me directly at 502-215-8550. And that's my direct phone number. So I'd be more than happy to work with you if you're in a certain area. If there's houses that's not in my portfolio but is in the rebuilt portfolio, I'd be happy to point you to the disposition specialist who has those properties and make things work. I'm just here to make connections, man.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks
y'all, that's
for having
Riley
me.
Riley Kent, rebuilt.com, and his website was marketplace.rebuilt.com, or call him directly, 502-215-8550. Really a cutting edge, innovative company that's meeting a need. That really, I'm so glad we got a chance to run into each other again and talk about what you did, and love having you back on the show. But guys, this has been Mortgage X's and O's, the winning playbook to get you home. We're here every Sunday from 9:30 to 10 on ESPN 680 AM, 105.7 FM, or live stream from anywhere at ESPNLouisville.com. Stick around after the break. Mike, tell them who's coming up.
Phil Baker, Nick Curran, the Sunday Morning Hangover.
The 7th highest rated sports talk radio show and the highly competitive Sunday 10 to noon hour. These guys are awesome listening to them. We'll be back next Sunday with another exciting guest. Be blessed, everyone.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.